New Hello Preparatory, Year 3, Term 1, by Joe Cummins, Cheryl Pelteret and Julie Penn. Published by and copyright Egyptian International Publishing Company, Longman, 2021. Workbook. Check your English. Exercise 3. Listen and check your answers to exercises 1 and 2.
1. What mustn't you do in an exam?
C. Talk loudly.
2. What should you do if you feel ill at school?
G. You should tell the teacher.
3. What do you call someone who knows how to paint very well?
H. An artist.
4. Which city is located on the Suez Canal?
D. Port Said.
5. Who used to think that an animal's eye helped blind people?
B. The ancient Egyptians.
6. What fast food has a lot of fat in it?
F. Pizza.
7. What do you call the material which people often use to make clothes?
A. Cotton.
8. In which building do people usually sit and read quietly?
E. A library.
Workbook. Check your English. Exercise 5. Listen and choose the correct answer from A, B, C or D. 1.
In the foreground, I can see some shops. There is a man selling clothes on the right.
2.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Hello. Can you tell me what time the museum opens?
Of course. It opens at 9 a.m.
Can I buy tickets there?
Certainly. Or you can buy them online.
3.
Beat 2 eggs in a bowl with a little milk. Add some salt. Pour the eggs into a frying pan and cook them in a little butter. When it is ready, serve it with salad.
4.
Hi, Layla. I was wondering if you would like to watch a film at my house this evening.
Thanks, Sarah. What time should I come?
About 7.
Shall I bring anything?
Could you bring some orange juice?
Of course. See you later.
5.
Can I help you?
Yes, I like this red dress. Could I try it on?
Of course. The changing room is there. Does it fit?
No. Do you have a smaller size?
We don't have smaller red dresses, but we have a smaller one in blue.
Thanks. I'll take it.
Student's Book, Unit 1, Lesson 1, Exercise 1. Dahlia wants to go to the library. Listen and order the phrases her friend Morna uses to give her directions from the station.
Hello, Dahlia. I'm at the library. Where are you?
Hi, Morna. I'm next to the station. How do I get to the library?
It's easy. From the station, go straight on.
How far?
For about 20 metres.
OK. Do I go past the sports centre?
Yes, but then turn left.
Okay.
Walk past the botanical gardens.
I'm walking past them now.
Great. After the botanical gardens, turn right.
Turn right after the botanical gardens. Okay.
Then take the second road on the right. Can you see a restaurant?
I think I can see it. It's on the corner.
Walk past the restaurant. The library is between the restaurant and the museum opposite the bank.
Thanks, Mona. See you soon.
Students' Book, Unit 1, Lesson 2, Exercise 6. Listen to Nadia and Judy talking about where they live. Are these sentences true, T, or false, F? Correct the false sentences.
My name's Nadia. I live in Alexandria with my mum, my dad, and my two brothers. Alexandria is a very historical city with lots of famous buildings, ruins, and monuments. But it's a modern city too, and there are lots of things to do here. At the weekend, I like to spend time with my family. On Friday afternoons, we usually go to the park, but sometimes we go to a museum or to the aquarium. I love watching the fish. On Saturdays, I visit my grandparents. They live in Alexandria too. I enjoy playing chess with my granddad. He's very good at it, but sometimes I win.
My name's Judy, and I live in Aswan. It's a busy city with about 1.5 million people, and there's always a lot to do at the weekend. On Friday mornings, I sometimes go shopping. Aswan is a great place for this. There are lots of interesting shops, and I love going to the famous market. I also like to go to the botanical gardens or the nature reserve. On Saturdays, I do my homework, and in the afternoon, I go to the sports centre for my squash lesson. It's my favourite sport.
Students' Book, Unit 1, Lesson 2, Exercise 7. Listen again and complete the sentences.
My name's Nadia. I live in Alexandria with my mum, my dad, and my two brothers. Alexandria is a very historical city with lots of famous buildings, ruins, and monuments. But it's a modern city too, and there are lots of things to do here. At the weekend, I like to spend time with my family. On Friday afternoons, we usually go to the park, but sometimes we go to a museum or to the aquarium. I love watching the fish. On Saturdays, I visit my grandparents. They live in Alexandria too. I enjoy playing chess with my granddad. He's very good at it, but sometimes I win.
My name's Judy, and I live in Aswan. It's a busy city with about 1.5 million people, and there's always a lot to do at the weekend. On Friday mornings, I sometimes go shopping. Aswan is a great place for this. There are lots of interesting shops, and I love going to the famous market. I also like to go to the botanical gardens or the nature reserve. On Saturdays, I do my homework, and in the afternoon, I go to the sports centre for my squash lesson. It's my favourite sport.
Students' Book, Unit 1, Lesson 3, Exercise 6. Listen to Nadia and her mother. Where are they?
Which train do we need for Tanta?
We need the train to Alexandria. Look, it stops at Tanta.
Oh, yes. So the next train is at 11:30.
That's right.
And when does it arrive?
It arrives at 1:45.
Which platform does it leave from?
It's the Alexandria train, so it leaves from platform 7.
Students' Book, Unit 1, Lesson 3, Exercise 7. Listen again and answer the questions.
Which train do we need for Tanta?
We need the train to Alexandria. Look, it stops at Tanta.
Oh, yes. So the next train is at 11:30.
That's right.
And when does it arrive?
It arrives at 1:45.
Which platform does it leave from?
It's the Alexandria train, so it leaves from platform 7.
Workbook, Unit 1, Lesson 3, Exercise 2. Listen and choose the correct words.
Good morning. This is the 11:30 train to Luxor. It leaves in 5 minutes. The train stops at Giza, Asyut and Kina. It doesn't stop at Albaliana today, because there are engineering works. The train arrives in Luxor at 23:15.
Students' Book, Unit 1, Lesson 5, Exercise 1. Listen to the conversation. Why doesn't Basil want to go to the sports centre, park or the museum?
Hi, Taher. Would you like to meet up tomorrow?
Hi, Basil. That would be great. Shall we go to the sports centre?
I'm not sure. I hurt my leg, so I can't play sport at the moment.
Oh, dear. Shall we go to the park, then?
Maybe, but it's a long way to walk. I'd prefer to go somewhere indoors.
Oh, OK. How about the museum?
Perhaps. But it's always busy on Saturdays.
OK, so what would you like to do?
I think it would be nice to play a computer game. There's a new one which lets you practice your English.
That sounds like a great idea. Why don't you come to my house?
I'd love to. Thanks, Taher. See you tomorrow.
Students' Book, Unit 1, Lesson 5, Exercise 2. Choose the correct words that Basil and Tahir use to make and respond to suggestions. Listen again to check your answers.
Hi, Tahir. Would you like to meet up tomorrow?
Hi, Basil. That would be great. Shall we go to the sports centre?
I'm not sure. I hurt my leg, so I can't play sport at the moment.
Oh, dear. Shall we go to the park, then?
Maybe, but it's a long way to walk. I'd prefer to go somewhere indoors.
Oh, OK. How about the museum?
Perhaps. But it's always busy on Saturdays.
OK. So what would you like to do?
I think it would be nice to play a computer game. There's a new one which lets you practice your English.
That sounds like a great idea. Why don't you come to my house?
I'd love to. Thanks, Taher. See you tomorrow.
Workbook, Unit 1, Lesson 5, Exercise 2. Put the dialogue into the correct order. Then listen and check.
Would you like to meet up tomorrow, Lena?
That would be great, Inji. Shall we go to the museum?
I'm not sure. I think the museum's closed tomorrow.
OK. Shall we go to the shops then?
I'd prefer to go somewhere outside. How about the park?
I like the park, but I think it would be nice to go on a ferry on the river. Would you like to do that?
Yes, I'd love to. Why don't we meet by the bridge?
Students' Book, Unit 2, Lesson 1, Exercise 3. Listen to the radio advert. Tick what it is advertising.
Do you love music? Do you want the latest technology? We have the best headphones now at Audio World. We are selling them in red, which is our most popular colour, and also in black and white. This week, you can buy them at the special price of only 1,500 Egyptian pounds. Visit our shop today.
Students' Book, Unit 2, Lesson 1, Exercise 4. Listen again. Complete the information.
Do you love music? Do you want the latest technology? We have the best headphones now at Audio World. We are selling them in red, which is our most popular colour, and also in black and white. This week, you can buy them at the special price of only 1,500 Egyptian pounds. Visit our shop today.
Students' Book, Unit 2, Lesson 2, Exercise 2. Listen to the conversation in a shop. What type of TV does the man want?
Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for a new TV for my living room.
Okay, no problem. You're lucky. We have lots of deals at the moment. For example, both of these TVs have a big discount.
Great. Are they smart TVs?
No, sorry. Neither of these are smart TVs. But this one over here is, and that is also on special offer.
That one is a bit smaller than what I want. I want quite a big one. How much is this bigger one?
Oh, yes. That's a great TV. That's new in the shop this week, so it doesn't have a discount. It is £8,000.
That's a bit expensive for me. Is that your best price?
Yes, sorry. But I am offering a deal today. You can get either a free speaker or get a free films deal with that one.
Oh, well, that's great, because I need a new speaker. I think this one will look great in my living room. I'll take it.
Students' Book, Unit 2, Lesson 2, Exercise 3. Listen again and circle the correct words.
Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for a new TV for my living room.
Okay, no problem. You're lucky. We have lots of deals at the moment. For example, both of these TVs have a big discount.
Great. Are they smart TVs?
No, sorry. Neither of these are smart TVs. But this one over here is, and that is also on special offer.
That one is a bit smaller than what I want. I want quite a big one. How much is this bigger one?
Oh, yes. That's a great TV. That's new in the shop this week, so it doesn't have a discount. It is £8,000.
That's a bit expensive for me. Is that your best price?
Yes, sorry. But I am offering a deal today. You can get either a free speaker or get a free films deal with that one.
Oh, well, that's great, because I need a new speaker. I think this one will look great in my living room. I'll take it.
Student's Book, Unit 2, Lesson 2, Exercise 5. Who said the sentences in Exercise 4? Write C for the customer and SA for the shop assistant. Listen again and check your answers.
Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for a new TV for my living room.
Okay, no problem. You're lucky. We have lots of deals at the moment. For example, both of these TVs have a big discount.
Great. Are they smart TVs?
No, sorry. Neither of these are smart TVs. But this one over here is, and that is also on special offer.
That one is a bit smaller than what I want. I want quite a big one. How much is this bigger one?
Oh, yes. That's a great TV. That's new in the shop this week, so it doesn't have a discount. It is £8,000.
That's a bit expensive for me. Is that your best price?
Yes, sorry. But I am offering a deal today. You can get either a free speaker or get a free films deal with that one.
Oh, well, that's great, because I need a new speaker. I think this one will look great in my living room. I'll take it.
Student's Book, Unit 2, Lesson 2, Exercise 7. Complete the sentences from the conversation in the shop with both and, either, or neither, nor. Then listen and check.
Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for a new TV for my living room.
Okay, no problem. You're lucky. We have lots of deals at the moment. For example, both of these TVs have a big discount.
Great. Are they smart TVs?
No, sorry. Neither of these are smart TVs. But this one over here is, and that is also on special offer.
That one is a bit smaller than what I want. I want quite a big one. How much is this bigger one?
Oh, yes. That's a great TV. That's new in the shop this week, so it doesn't have a discount. It is £8,000.
That's a bit expensive for me. Is that your best price?
Yes, sorry. But I am offering a deal today. You can get either a free speaker or get a free films deal with that one.
Oh, well, that's great, because I need a new speaker. I think this one will look great in my living room. I'll take it.
Student's Book, Unit 2, Lesson 5, Exercise 1. Listen to Ali calling Egyptian Handicrafts about some items he ordered. How is Ali feeling? Why?
Hello, Egyptian Handicrafts. How can I help you?
Hello. I want to make a complaint.
Oh, dear. What's the problem?
I ordered some pots 3 weeks ago for my shop. Your website says the delivery takes 5 days, but I'm still waiting.
I'm very sorry about that. Can I take your name and the order number, please?
Yes. It's Ali Ahmed, and the order number is 3-4-4-5-3-8. I emailed you last week.
Ah, yes, Mr. Ahmed. You ordered 50 pots for delivery to Kenya, is that right?
That's correct.
Hmm. Yes, the delivery company has your order. I'll call the delivery company and ask them what the problem is, and I'll call you back. Can I take your phone number, please?
Yes, it's 254-667-578. Can you call me back today, please?
Of course.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Students' Book, Unit 2, Lesson 5, Exercise 2. Listen again. Complete the order form.
Hello, Egyptian Handicrafts. How can I help you?
Hello. I want to make a complaint.
Oh dear. What's the problem?
I ordered some pots 3 weeks ago for my shop. Your website says the delivery takes 5 days, but I'm still waiting.
I'm very sorry about that. Can I take your name and the order number, please?
Yes, it's Ali Ahmed, and the order number is 3-4-4-5-3-8. I emailed you last week.
Ah, yes, Mr. Ahmed. You ordered 50 pots for delivery to Kenya, is that right?
That's correct.
Yes, the delivery company has your order. I'll call the delivery company and ask them what the problem is, and I'll call you back. Can I take your phone number, please?
Yes, it's 254-667-578. Can you call me back today, please?
Of course.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Students' Book, Unit 2, Lesson 5, Exercise 3. Listen again and complete the sentences.
Hello, Egyptian Handicrafts. How can I help you?
Hello. I want to make a complaint.
Oh dear. What's the problem?
I ordered some pots 3 weeks ago for my shop. Your website says the delivery takes 5 days, but I'm still waiting.
I'm very sorry about that. Can I take your name and the order number, please?
Yes. It's Ali Ahmed, and the order number is 3-4-4-5-3-8. I emailed you last week.
Ah, yes, Mr. Ahmed. You ordered 50 pots for delivery to Kenya, is that right?
That's correct.
Yes, the delivery company has your order. I'll call the delivery company and ask them what the problem is, and I'll call you back. Can I take your phone number, please?
Yes, it's 254-667-578. Can you call me back today, please?
Of course.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Workbook, Unit 2, Lesson 5, Exercise 3. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Good afternoon. I want to make a complaint, please.
Oh, dear. What's the problem?
I ordered a new kettle from your website, but when the delivery arrived this morning, it was a microwave.
I'm very sorry about that. Can I take your name, please?
Yes, it's Mrs. Nala.
Ah, yes. I'll call the delivery company and ask them to send you the correct item.
Can they take the microwave when they come?
Yes, of course.
Students' Book, Unit 3, Lesson 1, Exercise 1. Listen to Fareed and Salah talking about the community survey. What facilities do they talk about?
I think the best thing about our community is the facilities. We have some great shops and places to go, like the library.
Yes, I think we have a very strong community. We have lots of community projects where we can volunteer to help people, especially the elderly.
Yes, we're starting a project next month where young people are going to help the elderly learn more about technology.
We have really good leisure activities here too. Sports facilities and the children's playground, for example. There are lots of places where families can enjoy being outside together.
That's right. But I think we could improve our equal opportunities. Our pavements, for example, are very bad and make it difficult for disabled people to use them.
You're right. They are discussing this problem at the next community meeting, actually.
We should go.
Good idea.
Students' Book, Unit 3, Lesson 1, Exercise 2. Listen again and answer the questions.
I think the best thing about our community is the facilities. We have some great shops and places to go, like the library.
Yes, I think we have a very strong community. We have lots of community projects where we can volunteer to help people, especially the elderly.
Yes, we're starting a project next month where young people are going to help the elderly learn more about technology.
We have really good leisure activities here too. Sports facilities and the children's playground, for example. There are lots of places where families can enjoy being outside together.
That's right. But I think we could improve our equal opportunities. Our pavements, for example, are very bad and make it difficult for disabled people to use them.
You're right. They are discussing this problem at the next community meeting, actually.
We should go.
Good idea.
Workbook. Unit 3, Lesson 2, Exercise 2. The letters G, H are sometimes silent and sometimes pronounced F. Listen and complete the table with these words.
Cough. Daughter. Enough. Laugh. Neighborhood. Right. Street light.
Students' Book, Unit 3, Lesson 3, Exercise 2. Listen to people at a community meeting. Which of the forms of communication in Exercise 1 do they talk about? Why?
Thank you all for coming along to the meeting. I'm going to show you a page on the whiteboard. Can you all see it clearly?
What is the page from? Is it a website?
Yes, it's a website for the local community to share ideas, called a social network service page. We're going to start one too. Is anyone interested in helping?
It's a very good way to communicate with everyone. After all, not everyone can come to meetings. And it's much quicker and cheaper than delivering leaflets.
How do we start?
Students' Book, Unit 3, Lesson 5, Exercise 3. Listen and match the conversations 1 to 3 with the pictures A to C. 1.
Hi there, Amur.
Hello, Faris.
Do you know my cousin, Adem?
No, I don't.
Adem, meet Amur. Amur, meet Adem.
Nice to meet you, Adem.
Nice to meet you too.
2.
Hi there, Orla.
Hello, Semira. Have you met Randa? She's just started working at our office.
No, we haven't met. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleased to meet you too, Samira.
3.
Good morning. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Sarah. I'm your new neighbour.
Pleased to meet you, Sarah.
I'm Lamur, and this is my mother.
Pleased to meet you both.
It's a pleasure to meet you too, Sara. Welcome to our neighbourhood.
Workbook, Unit 3, Lesson 5, Exercise 3. Listen and check your answers to Exercise 2.
A. Good morning, class. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm your new teacher, Mrs. Layla.
Good morning, Mrs. Layla.
B.
Heba, I'd like you to meet our new neighbour, Mr. Bahir.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Bahir.
This is my daughter, Heba.
Pleased to meet you too, Heba.
C.
Hi, Basil. Do you know my friend, Emad?
No, I don't.
Basil, meet Emad. We're in the same football team.
Nice to meet you, Emad.
Nice to meet you too.
Student's Book, Review A, Lesson 1, Exercise 1. Listen to four directions. Where do they take you to? 1.
From the bus station, go straight on and walk past the monument. Then turn right and it is opposite the museum.
2.
From the bus station, go straight on and then take the second road on the left. It's on the left, opposite the nature reserve.
3. From the supermarket, walk past the bus station and turn right. Go straight on and it's on the corner, opposite the cafe. 4.
From the restaurant, turn right and then turn right at the monument. Then take the first road on the left. It's on the left next to the car park.
Workbook, Review A, Exercise 6. Listen and check your answers to Exercise 5. Then role-play the dialogue.
Good afternoon. I'd like to make a complaint.
What's the problem?
I ordered something from your website, but it hasn't arrived.
I'm very sorry about that. What did you order?
A black kettle.
A black kettle? Why don't you come to our shop? We have one here. You don't have to pay anything more.
Thank you. Where is your shop?
It's next to the museum. From the station, turn right and walk past the clothes shop. We are on the left.
What time do you open?
We open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day except Friday.
Student's Book, Unit 4, Lesson 2, Exercise 3. Listen to Talia talking to her grandmother and answer the questions.
Grandma, how long have you lived in this house?
Oh, I've lived here since I got married to your grandfather.
Really? How long have you been married to Grandad?
We've been married for 50 years.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is. And we've known each other since we were 10 years old.
That's like Mum and Dad. They've known each other for a long time too. And I've lived in the same house since I was born.
Yes, your Mum and Dad have lived in that house since 2008. Before that, they lived with me here for 5 years.
Did they? I didn't know that.
You've never asked me about it before.
Student's Book, Unit 4, Lesson 2, Exercise 4. Listen again and answer the questions.
Grandma, how long have you lived in this house?
Oh, I've lived here since I got married to your grandfather.
Really? How long have you been married to Grandad?
We've been married for 50 years.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is. And we've known each other since we were 10 years old.
That's like Mum and Dad. They've known each other for a long time too. And I've lived in the same house since I was born.
Yes, your Mum and Dad have lived in that house since 2008. Before that, they lived with me here for 5 years.
Did they? I didn't know that.
You've never asked me about it before.
Workbook, Unit 4, Lesson 2, Exercise 1. Complete these sentences from the conversation between Talia and her grandmother. Then listen and check.
Grandma, how long have you lived in this house?
Oh, I've lived here since I got married to your grandfather.
Really? How long have you been married to Grandad?
We've been married for 50 years.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is. And we've known each other since we were 10 years old.
That's like Mum and Dad. They've known each other for a long time too. And I've lived in the same house since I was born.
Yes, your Mum and Dad have lived in that house since 2008. Before that, they lived with me here for 5 years.
Did they? I didn't know that.
You've never asked me about it before.
Workbook, Unit 4, Lesson 3, Exercise 3. Listen to three people talking about their experiences. Are these sentences true, T, or false, F? Correct the false sentences.
I'm Ashraf. I've always lived in Cairo, but last year I visited a village in the country for the first time. I loved it. It was very quiet.
My name's Magda. I've never been to England, but last week I talked to my cousins. They were in London. They showed me some famous buildings there on their phone.
I'm Nawal, and I have been an English teacher for 10 years. I've always taught children, but last year I started teaching older people too. I've taught them a lot, but they don't learn as quickly as the children.
Student's Book, Unit 4, Lesson 5, Exercise 2. Listen to Nihal telling a story and answer the question.
Today I am going to tell you about a bad thing that happened to me 3 months ago. I have done gymnastics for about 10 years. I train on Wednesday and Saturday every week. A few months ago, my coach asked if I wanted to enter my first competition. I was really excited and I practiced every day for a month. On the Thursday before the competition, I was practicing at home when I fell. My leg really hurt, so my mum took me to the hospital. The doctor said I had a broken leg. I was so sad and I cried and cried. I couldn't do the competition. I haven't been able to do gymnastics since then, but I hope I can do it again soon. I really miss gymnastics. Next year, I will try to enter the competition again.
Student's Book, Unit 4, Lesson 5, Exercise 3. Listen to Nihal again and answer the questions.
Today, I am going to tell you about a bad thing that happened to me 3 months ago. I have done gymnastics for about 10 years. I train on Wednesday and Saturday every week. A few months ago, my coach asked if I wanted to enter my first competition. I was really excited and I practiced every day for a month. On the Thursday before the competition, I was practicing at home when I fell. My leg really hurt, so my mum took me to the hospital. The doctor said I had a broken leg. I was so sad and I cried and cried. I couldn't do the competition. I haven't been able to do gymnastics since then, but I hope I can do it again soon. I really miss gymnastics. Next year, I will try to enter the competition again.
Students' Book, Unit 4, Lesson 5, Exercise 4. Listen to Nihal again. Answer the questions.
Today, I am going to tell you about a bad thing that happened to me 3 months ago. I have done gymnastics for about 10 years. I train on Wednesday and Saturday every week. A few months ago, my coach asked if I wanted to enter my first competition. I was really excited and I practiced every day for a month. On the Thursday before the competition, I was practicing at home when I fell. My leg really hurt, so my mum took me to the hospital. The doctor said I had a broken leg. I was so sad and I cried and cried. I couldn't do the competition. I haven't been able to do gymnastics since then, but I hope I can do it again soon. I really miss gymnastics. Next year, I will try to enter the competition again.
Workbook, Unit 4, Lesson 5, Exercise 3. Listen and check your answers to Exercises 1 and 2.
Kareem has enjoyed windsurfing for about 2 years. He usually goes with his older brother. A few months ago, he decided to windsurf alone. He did not tell his brother this. It was windy, but that is good if you want to windsurf. In the afternoon, the wind suddenly became very strong. The wind took Kareem far from the beach. He was very scared. Some people in a boat came to help Kareem. After that, they took him back to the beach. Kareem has not windsurfed alone since that time. Now, he always windsurfs with an older person. He has learned an important lesson.
Workbook, Unit 4, Lesson 6, Exercise 2. Listen to Tarek. What did he do in 2020?
My name's Tarek. I was born in 2006. I'm the oldest child in my family. My sister Dina was born in 2008 and my brother Ali was born in 2011. So, what exciting things have I done in my life? I've been to Jordan. My family went on holiday there when I was 10, so in 2016. I love handball and started playing it when I was 12. I play for a team and we've won a competition. We won it in 2020. That was amazing. What amazing things have you done?
Workbook, Unit 4, Lesson 6, Exercise 3. listen again, and complete the timeline with the events in Tarek's life.
My name's Tarek. I was born in 2006. I'm the oldest child in my family. My sister Dina was born in 2008, and my brother Ali was born in 2011. So, what exciting things have I done in my life? I've been to Jordan. My family went on holiday there when I was 10, so in 2016. I love handball and started playing it when I was 12. I play for a team and we've won a competition. We won it in 2020. That was amazing. What amazing things have you done?
Students' Book, Unit 5, Lesson 2, Exercise 5. Listen to a discussion about the campaigner Magdi Abdel Said and choose the correct answer.
Hi, Marzin. What are you reading?
It's an article about Magdi Abdel Said. He's a campaigner for people who are disabled.
So, is he disabled?
Yes, he's been disabled all his life. He's done lots of amazing things, but he has had lots of challenges.
What was his life like as a child?
Well, he couldn't move without help until he was 5 years old.
Did he go to school?
Yes, but it wasn't easy. Some schools couldn't have Magdi as a student because they didn't have the right equipment for disabled people.
So what happened?
Magdi really wanted to go to school and his parents wanted him to have a good education. They found a school for him and he was an excellent student.
Were there a lot of challenges for Magdi at school?
Yes, there were. But he never stopped trying when things were difficult. Before he left school, he won an award from Cambridge University for his achievements.
That's amazing. What did he do when he finished school? Did he get a job or go to university?
Well, after Magdi won the award, a lot of companies wanted to give him a job. But he decided to go to university.
Of course, because education was very important to him.
Yes, but it wasn't the only important thing. Magdi has always believed in helping other people. At university, he worked as a volunteer for different charities.
And does he still help people now?
Yes, he does. He works with a charity that helps disabled people find jobs. He also gives speeches about how everyone can achieve their goals.
Students' Book, Unit 5, Lesson 2, Exercise 6. Listen to the conversation again and complete the notes about Magdi's achievements.
Hi, Marzin. What are you reading?
It's an article about Magdi Abdel Said. He's a campaigner for people who are disabled.
So, is he disabled?
Yes, he's been disabled all his life. He's done lots of amazing things, but he has had lots of challenges.
What was his life like as a child?
Well, he couldn't move without help until he was 5 years old.
Did he go to school?
Yes, but it wasn't easy. Some schools couldn't have Magdi as a student because they didn't have the right equipment for disabled people.
So what happened?
Magdi really wanted to go to school and his parents wanted him to have a good education. They found a school for him and he was an excellent student.
Were there a lot of challenges for Magdi at school?
Yes, there were. But he never stopped trying when things were difficult. Before he left school, he won an award from Cambridge University for his achievements.
That's amazing. What did he do when he finished school? Did he get a job or go to university?
Well, after Magdi won the award, a lot of companies wanted to give him a job. But he decided to go to university.
Of course, because education was very important to him.
Yes, but it wasn't the only important thing. Magdi has always believed in helping other people. At university, he worked as a volunteer for different charities.
And does he still help people now?
Yes, he does. He works with a charity that helps disabled people find jobs. He also gives speeches about how everyone can achieve their goals.
Students' Book, Unit 5, Lesson 3, Exercise 4. Listen to the interview. What has Haytham created? What does it do? So, Haytham, you are only 18 years old and you have already created an app. Is that right?
Yes, I created an app last year.
What does your app do?
It's an app to help people organise their schoolwork and homework. I needed all my work and timetables to be in the same place, so I made it to help me. Then my friends liked it too, so I decided to let other people use it too.
That sounds great! When can we use it?
People have used it in a few schools, so you can use it now.
Have you created any other apps yet?
No, I haven't made any yet, but I have lots of ideas.
Have you got a job at a big technology company yet?
No, not yet. I have already talked to some about my ideas, but I haven't finished school yet, and I want to go to university too.
Students' Book, Unit 5, Lesson 3, Exercise 5. Listen again. Complete the sentences with the correct form of the present perfect and already or yet. So, Haytham, you are only 18 years old and you have already created an app. Is that right?
Yes, I created an app last year.
What does your app do?
It's an app to help people organise their schoolwork and homework. I needed all my work and timetables to be in the same place, so I made it to help me. Then my friends liked it too, so I decided to let other people use it too.
That sounds great! When can we use it?
People have used it in a few schools, so you can use it now.
Have you created any other apps yet?
No, I haven't made any yet, but I have lots of ideas.
Have you got a job at a big technology company yet?
No, not yet. I have already talked to some about my ideas, but I haven't finished school yet, and I want to go to university too.
Students' Book, Unit 5, Lesson 5, Exercise 2. Listen to Farida. What is the good news she is telling her friend Malek?
Hi, Farida.
Hi, Malek. Guess what? I just got the results of my music exam.
Yes? How did you do?
I passed.
Of course you did. Well done. Great job.
But also, I got the highest score in the class.
Wow! You did really well. What an amazing achievement.
I can't believe it. I was so nervous doing the exam.
I knew you would do well. I'm really happy for you. You worked really hard.
Thanks, Malek.
Students' Book, Unit 5, Lesson 5, Exercise 3. Listen again and answer the questions.
Hi, Farida.
Hi, Malek. Guess what? I just got the results of my music exam.
Yes? How did you do?
I passed.
Of course you did. Well done. Great job.
But also, I got the highest score in the class.
Wow! You did really well. What an amazing achievement.
I can't believe it. I was so nervous doing the exam.
I knew you would do well. I'm really happy for you. You worked really hard.
Thanks, Malik.
Student's Book, Unit 5, Lesson 5, Exercise 4. Listen again. Complete the phrases that Malik uses to respond to Farida's news.
Hi, Farida.
Hi, Malik. Guess what? I just got the results of my music exam.
Yes? How did you do?
I passed!
Of course you did! Well done! Great job!
But also, I got the highest score in the class.
Wow! You did really well! What an amazing achievement!
I can't believe it. I was so nervous doing the exam.
I knew you would do well. I'm really happy for you. You worked really hard.
Thanks, Malik.
Workbook, Unit 5, Lesson 5, Exercise 3. Listen and check your answers to Exercise 2. Then role-play the dialogue.
You look happy, Nadir.
I am. I've won a short story competition.
Well done. Was that a competition at your school?
No, it was a short story competition for everyone.
For everyone? What an amazing achievement. Didn't you win the school competition last year?
Yes, I came second in the class, so I worked harder this year.
I knew you would do well. You worked really hard.
Thanks. I'll get the award next week.
I'm really happy for you. I'll come and watch.
Student's Book, Unit 5, Lesson 7, Exercise 3. Complete the dialogue with these words. Then listen and check your answers.
Guess what? I have good news.
What is it?
I have got a scholarship to a university in Canada.
Well done. That's incredible.
Yes, I can't believe it. I'm going to play tennis and study hard.
I'm really happy for you. You will play at an important tournament soon.
Student's Book, Unit 6, Lesson 1, Exercise 1. Listen to Hisham and Kamal talking about the website on page 54. What problems do they talk about?
I agree that most of these are common problems for teenagers. Most of us aren't completely happy with our appearance. I'm embarrassed about being so tall, for example.
You shouldn't feel bad about being tall. Your height is a positive thing. For me, exams are a problem. I get very anxious about them.
I guess we're all good at different things and not so good at others. I'm not bad at art or music, but I'm terrible at sports. I always feel that everyone is laughing at me in PE.
Cyberbullying is a problem too. I'm glad I haven't experienced it.
Yes, that is really scary. For a few months, one of my sister's friends got unkind text messages from someone at her school. It made her feel really upset.
Oh, what did she do?
She told the teacher, and the school spoke to all the students about how it could hurt people. Then it stopped.
It's good that she talked to someone about it.
That's right.
Student's Book, Unit 6, Lesson 1, Exercise 2. Complete these sentences from the conversation in Exercise 1 with the words in the box. Then listen and check your answers.
I agree that most of these are common problems for teenagers. Most of us aren't completely happy with our appearance. I'm embarrassed about being so tall, for example.
You shouldn't feel bad about being tall. Your height is a positive thing. For me, exams are a problem. I get very anxious about them.
I guess we're all good at different things and not so good at others. I'm not bad at art or music, but I'm terrible at sports.
I always feel that everyone is laughing at me in PE.
Cyberbullying is a problem too. I'm glad I haven't experienced it.
Yes, that is really scary. For a few months, one of my sister's friends got unkind text messages from someone at her school. It made her feel really upset.
Oh, what did she do?
She told the teacher, and the school spoke to all the students about how it could hurt people. Then it stopped.
It's good that she talked to someone about it.
That's right.
Students' Book, Unit 6, Lesson 4, Exercise 3. Listen to some students talking about mindfulness. Put the following things they mention in the correct order.
In mindfulness classes, we learn that it's okay to have negative thoughts, like when we feel angry. We don't have to feel bad about that. It helps me to understand my feelings and try to turn them into something positive. Mindfulness is about being kind to yourself and kind to other people too.
In the class, you have to close your eyes, breathe in, count to five, then breathe out slowly. Breathing like this makes you feel calm.
In the class, we try not to think about all our problems. We should only think about the things that are around us. Think about the present only, what's happening right now. The reason for this is we can't change the future or the past. We can only do something about the present.
In mindfulness, you have to learn to find happiness in simple things. For example, when you eat a favourite food, think about how it smells, tastes, and looks. This is a new way of doing everyday things.
Students' Book, Unit 6, Lesson 4, Exercise 4. Listen to the students again and answer the questions.
In mindfulness classes, we learn that it's okay to have negative thoughts, like when we feel angry. We don't have to feel bad about that. It helps me to understand my feelings and try to turn them into something positive. Mindfulness is about being kind to yourself and kind to other people too.
In the class, you have to close your eyes, breathe in, count to five, then breathe out slowly. Breathing like this makes you feel calm.
In the class, we try not to think about all our problems. We should only think about the things that are around us. Think about the present only, what's happening right now. The reason for this is we can't change the future or the past. We can only do something about the present.
In mindfulness, you have to learn to find happiness in simple things. For example, when you eat a favourite food, think about how it smells, tastes, and looks. This is a new way of doing everyday things.
Students' Book, Unit 6, Lesson 5, Exercise 2. Listen to four conversations and answer the questions. Conversation 1.
My friends aren't talking to me anymore. I feel really depressed about it. I don't know what to do.
Oh, don't worry about them. They're boring anyway. You can find new friends.
Conversation 2.
What's wrong, Khaled?
I'm really worried about something.
Tell me about it. What happened?
I heard some bad news yesterday.
Go on. It might help to talk about it, you know?
Conversation 3.
I think I'm going to fail my exams.
Well, you aren't the only one. I'm doing badly too.
But I really want to get good results. I want to go to university and study medicine.
I don't want to go to university. I want to get a job as soon as possible and earn some money. Have I told you about my plan to travel to America?
Conversation 4.
I'm worried about my friend. She's got a new group of friends, and I think they aren't good for her.
I see. What makes you say that?
She just seems different. She's not the same person I used to know.
It's clear you are unhappy about it. Can you give me an example of what you mean?
She's not working hard at school anymore. When I speak to her about it, she just laughs and says I'm boring.
That must make you feel very sad.
Student's Book, Unit 6, Lesson 5, Exercise 3. Listen to the conversations again and complete the expressions the speakers use to show that they are listening. Conversation 1.
My friends aren't talking to me anymore. I feel really depressed about it. I don't know what to do.
Oh, don't worry about them. They're boring anyway. You can find new friends.
Conversation 2.
What's wrong, Khaled?
I'm really worried about something.
Tell me about it. What happened?
I heard some bad news yesterday.
Go on. It might help to talk about it, you know?
Conversation 3.
I think I'm going to fail my exams.
Well, you aren't the only one. I'm doing badly too.
But I really want to get good results. I want to go to university and study medicine.
I don't want to go to university. I want to get a job as soon as possible and earn some money. Have I told you about my plan to travel to America?
Conversation 4.
I'm worried about my friend. She's got a new group of friends, and I think they aren't good for her.
I see. What makes you say that?
She just seems different. She's not the same person I used to know.
It's clear you are unhappy about it. Can you give me an example of what you mean?
She's not working hard at school anymore. When I speak to her about it, she just laughs and says I'm boring.
That must make you feel very sad.
Workbook, Unit 6, Lesson 5, Exercise 3. Listen and check your answers to Exercise 2. Then, role-play the dialogue.
I had a terrible day at school.
Tell me about it. What happened?
It was my English class. You see...
Go on. It might help to talk about it, you know.
We had a test, and I was last in the class.
That must make you feel very sad.
It was so difficult.
Can you give me an example of what you mean?
Well, I didn't understand what they wanted me to write.
It's clear you are unhappy about it. Why don't we talk to the teacher?
Student's Book, Review B, Lesson 1, Exercise 3. Listen to two conversations. Which two problems do the speakers talk about? Conversation 1.
What's wrong, Lena? Has something bad happened? You look really unhappy.
It's nothing. I'm just a bit anxious, that's all.
Tell me about it. What are you anxious about?
Well, you know it's the national maths competition soon.
Yes. Go on.
I've revised for it since the beginning of the year, and my parents think I will do very well. But I'm worried that I'm going to do very badly, and that my parents will be disappointed.
I see. Would it help to talk to the maths teacher? Perhaps she could help you revise some of the things you are less positive about.
Yes, I could do that. That's a good idea, Orla. Thanks.
Conversation 2.
Hi, Tamor. I haven't seen you for a long time. Are you okay?
Well,
I can see there's a problem. Why don't you tell me about it?
Oh, I'm too embarrassed to talk about it, Harney. I'm afraid I've done something wrong.
Go on. Maybe it will help to talk to someone else about it.
One of my school friends told me a secret, and I told someone else. That was wrong. He's really angry with me now, and I can understand why.
I'm sorry to hear that. It must be very sad for you both. Is there anything you can do?
I've tried to say I'm sorry, but he doesn't want to talk to me. He hasn't spoken to me since it happened.
You could try sending him an email. It's often easier to write about how you feel than to talk about it.
Yes, you might be right. Thanks, Harney. I think I'll try that.
Students' Book, Review B, Lesson 1, Exercise 4. Listen again and answer the questions. Conversation 1.
What's wrong, Lena? Has something bad happened? You look really unhappy.
It's nothing. I'm just a bit anxious, that's all.
Tell me about it. What are you anxious about?
Well, you know it's the National Maths Competition soon.
Yes. Go on.
I've revised for it since the beginning of the year, and my parents think I will do very well. But I'm worried that I'm going to do very badly, and that my parents will be disappointed.
I see. Would it help to talk to the maths teacher? Perhaps she could help you revise some of the things you are less positive about.
Yes, I could do that. That's a good idea, Orla. Thanks.
Conversation 2.
Hi, Tamor. I haven't seen you for a long time. Are you okay?
Well,
I can see there's a problem. Why don't you tell me about it?
Oh, I'm too embarrassed to talk about it, Harney. I'm afraid I've done something wrong.
Go on. Maybe it will help to talk to someone else about it.
One of my school friends told me a secret, and I told someone else. That was wrong. He's really angry with me now, and I can understand why.
I'm sorry to hear that. It must be very sad for you both. Is there anything you can do?
I've tried to say I'm sorry, but he doesn't want to talk to me. He hasn't spoken to me since it happened.
You could try sending him an email. It's often easier to write about how you feel than to talk about it.
Yes, you might be right. Thanks, Harney. I think I'll try that.
Workbook, Review B, Exercise 4. Listen and match the conversations 1 to 3 with the places A to D. There is one place you don't need. Conversation 1.
Hi, Ziad. Has the bus arrived yet?
No, it hasn't, Wa'il.
How long have you been here?
I've been here for 20 minutes.
The bus is very late. Shall we walk?
Good idea.
Conversation 2.
Hi, Marwa. How are you?
Hi, Nawal. I'm tired. I've not slept for hours.
Have you arrived at the hotel yet?
No. We've already flown for 8 hours, but now we have to take a train.
So you're at the train station?
No, we haven't left the airport yet.
Conversation 3.
Hi, Hisham. Have you done well?
Hi, Mum. Yes, I think I was second.
Well done. What an amazing achievement. Have you got a medal?
No, they haven't told us who has won yet. I might be first.
I'm really happy for you. You did really well.
Workbook, Review B, Exercise 5. Listen again and complete the sentences. Conversation 1.
Hi, Ziad. Has the bus arrived yet?
No, it hasn't, Wa'il.
How long have you been here?
I've been here for 20 minutes.
The bus is very late. Shall we walk?
Good idea.
Conversation 2.
Hi, Marwa. How are you?
Hi, Nawal. I'm tired. I've not slept for hours.
Have you arrived at the hotel yet?
No. We've already flown for 8 hours, but now we have to take a train.
So you're at the train station?
No, we haven't left the airport yet.
Conversation 3.
Hi, Hisham. Have you done well?
Hi, Mum. Yes, I think I was second.
Well done. What an amazing achievement. Have you got a medal?
No, they haven't told us who has won yet. I might be first.
I'm really happy for you. You did really well.
Workbook. End of term practice. Exercise 1. Listen and choose the correct answer from A, B, C or D. Hi, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Hisham and I'm taking you to the nature reserve today.
Oh, yay.
Now, have any of you ever been to the nature reserve before?
No.
No? None of you?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you about it. Firstly, we're walking across this small area of desert. We turn right onto a small road and go straight on past the old building to the information centre. There, you can learn a lot of interesting facts about the birds and other animals in the reserve. After that, you can follow me into the reserve and we'll try to see some of the animals. This year, we've already seen a lot of smaller birds, but we haven't seen any of the larger birds yet. Before we go, have you all got lots of water? It's very hot in the reserve, and you must take water with you. If you haven't got any, you must buy some at the visitor centre. Any questions? No? Good. Let's go.